big-time movie star, recurring artist, very funny comedian. Jamie Foxx is on his way out.
Hey, anybody want some of this?
Jamie Foxx is one of the baddest.
Because brothers can't never give you your full problem.
I told Jamie he was going to be famous.
Jamie Foxx, you could act.
Jamie Foxx, he's got the voice, he's got the looks, he's got everything. And it's unbelievable.
We like the party. Who likes the party?
Make some noise.
Oscar-winning dramatic actor.
We've been blessed with an opportunity to have a drama lane.
Comedian with hits on the big and small screen.
It's hard to believe the guy in the screen is the same goofball I see at the comic book.
I'm the innovator and the motivator, the originator of this stuff.
And a chart-topping sexy singer.
May I say it, baby, you have the voice of an angel.
Oscar-winning actor. He's a multi-platinum recording artist.
Grammy-nominated singer, a terrific stand-up comic.
So you're just taking over show business, apparently, huh?
You know, I'm doing my best.
And the Oscar goes to...
Jamie Foxx!
Jamie Foxx!
Please welcome Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx!
Jamie Foxx.
The next President of the United States, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Once again, Jamie Foxx, comedy legend Jamie Foxx!
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
And the best time of my life... Well, it's going down, baby. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's the best night of my life, and my headphones ain't the best. Shit, yeah, I can't hear nothing distortion. On it, mama.
It's a little distorted. It sounds like his first album. Peace this.
Nobody peeped that.
Hey, man, it was no peep, too. I don't even think anybody even opened the door.
That's hysterical. Peep this. Nobody look at it?
Nobody looked at it. Everybody was squeamish.
Did you see the album cover?
Everybody had glaucoma.
And before the medicinal came out.
Oh, hilarious. My God.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx in the first album, Peep This. Your hairstyle was off the chain.
Oh, fade. Your
what
fade.
Did it look
his,
like? Struggling.
His high top fade like a door wedge.
My God. And he had the same teeth from Ugly Wanda.
Why y'all gonna do Ugly
Wanda? The teeth
Wanda
came with
like
the album.
I'm telling you, because last Saturday, Foxx had three errors.
He did?
In our softball game, yes. Three errors. Him and Justine. We had a total of six errors. Then they got mad at me because I yelled.
You know
at
what?
Them.
I heard you came apart. It was the last time. Let's do the roll call. Then we're gonna get to you. Discombobulated at the last
oh,
inning.
Oh, no, I got hit. The ball hit by, I tried to barehand it.
That's why you have a glove, Lou Dix. Well, you playing in the Negro Leagues? You ain't going to use no glove?
No, I didn't find
over it. Here, we got the beautiful, sexy, look great in white, love the bangs and the glasses. Lipstick.
Wait a minute. You can't say bangs when it's a wig.
Oh, man.
I mean. Bangs are natural. I'm sorry. It looks like it.
You don't have any bangs. The beautiful, the sexy Conversion. She did not come down to bring me her headshot and resume. Don't tell me to call you. I'm extremely busy. We're shooting episodes. No. The beautiful, sexy.
It's Brandy McGee. Don't let the sweet face fool ya.
Yes.
You're looking great
You
today.
Look good.
Last week, you know, you kind of fell off.
But this I thought week, that was the week before that.
No, you.
Well,
it?
That was 2 weeks. Yeah, she
it
fell.
Was 2 weeks
yeah, she
ago.
Fell a couple of weeks off. Yeah, but she back.
It was 2 weeks ago.
She back. She all right. She got
when you,
tan,
when you wore
though.
The jeans in a.
That was 2 weeks ago.
It was two. It must be.
So Johnny Mac, I'm supposed to look good every Friday for you.
Well, can I be honest?
Yeah.
How you think you got the job?
really?
We could hire any mediocre to subpar looking chick. But yeah. We went with the fine chick.
That's
so.
Right. We could have had Coco Brown here every week.
She's funny, though.
She's funny, but she's
ain't extremely fine. Funny.
But
does your fineness get in the way from people taking you serious?
Yeah, I think Cause so.
Because I don't take you serious at all.
I can see this.
I just don't take you.
Lou, I wouldn't have you.
Over here, we got my man, the pitcher on the Foxhole softball team. It was two outs in the bottom of the ninth. No. Tie game. And they hit the ball, Lewis pitched. They hit the ball to Lewis Dix. Everybody, you know, it was a forced play at any base, right? He came apart like a loose Halloween mask. He threw the ball over the first baseman head, hit the mascot of the other team. Next thing you know, four or five people don't score, and we lost. My man, 10 grand.
Lou Dix.
Suck a lot of.
Yeah,
what happened?
Man, the ball came. It was a comebacker. And the ball came, and I didn't think it through. And it hit my hand. I barehanded, dropped it, picked it up, and instead of going right to home,
you must have used Kiwi. A mannequin hand because it was terrible.
I know. I blew it, and Kiwi was right there at home plate. She didn't yell. She said she yelled home, but she said home, home, and that didn't help. And then Fox yelled home, home. And then TDP said home, home. And then Speedy said, "Hurry up and throw it down. So
like, he said meatball. That's fat ass. Speedy can hit, and he hit the ball deep, and he can only get to first base. We have our special guest host, the smartest cat I know on the Foxhole. He's not really saying a whole lot, but he's really intelligent, great friend of mine. We're working on some things. I love this cat here. And we're working on a show for this cat, but he gives me little to no information. The information that I get from him, it be so ass backwards. I be like, okay, this is.
Is this the guy that struggles to read?
Oh, this guy just
I can read.
He just said, it be so backwards.
Right.
And I got to be.
you say that, you know, that's the urban.
That's Oakland.
That's the urban, yeah.
I'm fitting to.
So I be, you know, anyway, my man, 10 grand over here.
Zoe Williams, the voice of reason, at Zoe Williams. Follow me.
And what day is your show, Zoe?
Thursday nights.
And what's today?
Friday.
Thank you.
He slept in the lobby.
Lewis?
They had free Chinese food. He slept in the lobby.
Lewis?
Hey, can I say
you better.
Can I say something? I know you're supposed to get into some topics, but when I said Chinese food, it just threw my mind back to I'm watching SportsCenter and partner interruption. I saw the clip of Georgetown getting into a fight with Chinatown, with China.
Yeah. The Chinese national team.
I was disturbed by that. I was really, this is what made me angry, that the Georgetown players
got their ass whooped.
I was about to say, I saw some Chinese dude kicking the dog.
It was sweet and sour sauce everywhere.
You had some.
Now, you don't never see him kicking no dog.
You had some Chinese spare ribs.
That's all you're going to hear. This is what my get down was. And I hope America is watching, because to me, it was deeper than Georgetown Hoyas fighting the Chinese grown men. Mm-hmm. The Georgetown people were afraid.
Mm-hmm. You had some Chinese berries.
What the fuck?
You don't know that movie.
The Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah, we done moved on. I thought. Okay, go ahead, Brandon.
You go ahead.
I thought, because, you know, you saw one kid was down, or the Georgetown kid was down, and the Chinese dude was stomping on him or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the whole melee broke out. And you saw like two or three Georgetown people, you know, in the mix. But where was the rest of the team? It's because you niggas is wearing these skinny pants and you got the foxtail in your jeans now. What the women have, you know, the women's had a foxtail in their purses. Right. Now you got the foxtail on the bottom of your jeans. And America constantly trying to emasculate all men, wanting to be politically correct and soft and consider your feelings. And now other countries are literally whooping our ass, not afraid of us. It used to be back in the day. Chinese are the most meekest, nicest people you're going to meet.
What a stereotype.
They are rude, but they are nice. You know what I'm saying?
They are rude, but they are nice.
Yeah, whatever I'm saying. We
you trying to say they smell like garlic? Come on.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing as a race. It was embarrassing to me as a country, because we got whooped. And then the same Chinese people in Duke had a basketball game, and they was low-bridging them and flipping them, following them hard.
Right.
Nothing.
It gave a new meaning to Kung Pao.
Yeah, and not the chicken. Well, go ahead, Brandy. You look great.
Damn. Well, thank you, Johnny Mac. I really appreciate that. And by the way.
Hold on. Let me get ready for you to speak. Spit in my hand.
Hilarious.
Now, go ahead.
I saw him on the sidelines last week at the Chinese Georgetown basketball game eating fried rice between Jim Kelly and Bruce Lee. Last name, Mac.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
First name, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Middle name is motherfucking.
Uh-huh.
And when I see him, I say, there's
Johnny motherfucking Mac. I said, don't karate chop me. I'm at the free throw line. How do you, as a person, how do we... As a country, I'm telling you, it was just a simple game of basketball, but it meant a lot to me. It meant a whole lot to me. Like, now these countries are no longer afraid of the big bad wolf.
No, I think you got to keep in mind.
They hit us with a cheer.
No, yeah, but it was like
a cheer or a cheer?
It was like the starting five. Nobody realized, if you watch the tape closely, the starting five, the top six players were rumbling. The other ones staked so they can play next week. They were like, they're going to get kicked out of school.
That's the NBA rule.
So let me ask you this, Johnny.
Sure.
Do you think that the black man is the baddest man on the planet,
used to be,
or was that a myth always?
No, it wasn't a myth. We used to be,
because there's some bad motherfuckers all over
meanest.
The world.
Who's the meanest? The baddest?
Show
enough. Toughest.
Show enough. Kiss my Converses.
We used to be that cat. They would make fun of you in the movies. They would make fun of you in TV shows. How big and back. Black, nasty we were, and even in slave day, they took the biggest back buck. Biggest black buck, and they fought him against another big black buck. and all this kind of things. And the heavyweight champion was black and from the one that married the white woman, Jack Johnson. And then they banned us for so many years. And Joe Louis came along in the 30s and whatever, whatever. And it was black champions all. Now, look.
You make it well, sound maybe, like a maybe, new. He made it ahead. Sound like a new BET series coming out.
big black bucks.
And big black bucks.
On BET.
Maybe we were never the baddest. Maybe we were just the most boastful.
No. That was our get down. We were known for singing and dancing and whooping ass. That was our get down.
No, but here's the thing. But you have to admit. What's crazy was
I could actually sing and dance and whoop ass.
But
it's crazy.
The thing is, we've always admired and looked at whenever a big person, black or white, would be selling whoop tickets to a small Asian person. They knew karate and would take them out. Because the whole thing of.
Richard Pryor had a joke way back in the day. He said, nothing can scare niggas. After 400 years of slavery, nothing can scare a nigga.
Remember that Richard Pryor joke? A water bug.
Nah, look.
So you're saying that the black man of today is softer and weaker and less aggressive.
America of today is softer.
Okay, so you're going to say across the board all races.
But it's to America. It's not even about a race. Okay. I'm saying
America. I just wanted to make
America,
sure.
Americans. We try so hard for us to be so nice. And we can't even call a fat woman fat.
No,
we can't even call a gay dude gay. As a stand-up, you can make gay jokes and fat jokes. And
so you're saying America is too politically
it's
correct.
Too much, it's
and
too
it's
much.
Taking our well, edge.
No, did I you mean, see what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
Go deeper.
The Chinese dudes jumped on the American.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
The most sacred holiness of holy.
I think that fight would have been different if it was on our soil. You got to keep in mind, those boys, those Americans, you got to look at what you go through, the customs, things that they were told, the way they were supposed to act, and their myths about being in jail, being incarcerated. You don't want to make a mistake in another country.
Right.
But if they were on our soil, I guarantee you,
my man.
If we were, if they were in Georgetown.
Those cats,
that's a good point, Lewis.
I think it would have been a different fight, Johnny Mac. No, because you don't rumble the same if you're in another country.
And did you see the way John Thompson,
I headbutted
the coach,
white boy in Toronto. I got busy
but Johnny,
with a
you're a felon.
I got busy with a dude in Venice.
First of all, how you get in Toronto?
I elbowed the cat in Venice. I mean, I get down when
Johnny,
I get down.
You're a felon.
But the thing was, I am a man.
Your record is the size of a phone book.
It is deep.
Come on.
No way. Allegedly.
Allegedly. You're not going to be throwing the same punches
that you throw. But you can't go by. You can't go by ifs, ands, and buts. Let's just deal with the facts. They was in China. Georgetown and Duke. Did you see the Duke? How they were treating the Duke players?
Right, but how they treat the Duke players?
Man, they were low bridging them, flipping them over, fouling them, and just like roughing them up.
Okay, Johnny, do you think the Chinese national team would have treated, say, an NBA team the same way?
I would say, this is my thing. We can't say what could have happened and what should have happened. I like to deal with the facts. The facts is Georgetown and Duke was getting it handed to them by these Chinese cats.
But can we give them a break? They are kids.
But plus, Johnny Mac, we can't.
Yeah, you're 20 years old.
No, we couldn't afford if the pictures were different.
To me, a kid is 12 and 13.
But here, if the pictures are different, if the pictures were different and they saw two or three of these black guys stomping a Chinese guy or beating him down or us picking up a chair. Those we get arrested and we get tagged with images.
Right. The image went all around the world is the black man is still a barbarian.
Yeah, the black
so, look at how so he handled what's the situation. Image you want to have on your side? The image of getting your ass whooped or the image of whooping ass.
But that's not
I would love the image of whooping ass.
Thank you so
much. Me personally.
I want the image of
I
want the image of
My man, here's what I'm saying. It's not a right or wrong here. They was playing the game, and it got physical. So the Chinese guy did something to the black guy, and the black guy swung around like, you know, talk shit. And the Chinese guy punched him in the face. The black dude stumbled and fell to the ground. They came over there, and it was kicking and stomping and hitting. But let's not talk about what could have happened.
No, Johnny, you have to remember.
What's the number, Brandon?
The number call to call is 855-369-9898.
Slow it down. Say it again.
855-369-9898.
Exactly. Call us and share your thoughts on this. You have to remember, Johnny, that a lot of those men on the Chinese national team are in the military.
I don't give a damn.
They're trained to fight. A lot of these kids on Georgetown are trained to be basketball players.
They're trained to tweet. Now, if they had a tweeting fight or something,
hilarious.
Facebook fight, we would have tore them up.
That's hysterical. That's fun. You know what, Lou did?
Lou is dead.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
Thank you.
We are being trained to be the social network and the tweeting and the texting and the emailing. We're no longer having face to face interaction. We're no longer I'm no longer talking to Zoe face to face or even on the phone. Mm-hmm. I am texting and tweeting. Right. I'm asking girls out over the Twitter. I'm asking girls out over a text message.
That's
I'm
right.
asking for sex. If you're going to come through tonight over a text message. Now, me personally, I do that, but I send out to about 25
but
girls.
Here's my thing. Yeah,
you send a broadcast message
out. You and I are fighting Johnny Mac. Johnny Mac, I bet I see you again. Exclamation.
Right.
That's scary.
WTF. Three so exclamation points.
You're basically saying our reliance and dependence or over-dependence on technology has softened us?
Oh, without a doubt. We can't react.
But you know what? I don't know who... I saw this documentary. I've said it several times before. The Wussification of America. I saw it on HBO. I can't remember who this cat is. If you out there, give us a call and let them know who this cat is. Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 855-369-9898. I can't even remember who the guy was.
But here's the interesting thing to me. What's funny is that nowadays, back in the day when we would stand around in a group and something would happen, we'd all break out. Like, we all just run our separate ways. That was our reaction. Now, before the kids react, they'll tweet it first, then run.
Or wait a minute. Do you remember back in the day when there was a group of fellas, we were all cool with each other. If somebody had a disagreement with somebody else in the crew and it got to the point where, you know, we wanted to square off and fight, a lot of times our own crew would pull back and say, don't nobody jump in. Let them handle that.
Yep.
And that's how we developed our hands within our little crew.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But my thing was, it's not about the fight. It's the confrontation that we was afraid of. I'm going back to the China and the Georgetown. It was a number 21 who was just running around the court. They had got this other cat over there by the baseline, and they had threw him down, hit him with a chair and a couple of stomping, and number 21 was standing off to the side looking.
Because he's thinking about his career.
But he wasn't a fighter. Johnny Mac. Johnny Mac, there are guys like you who are fighters. There are guys
me. No, I'm not a fighter.
I will call and tell on you.
Oh, my God.
I'm that kind of
Speaking
fighter.
Speaking of the Wussification of America.
Thank you. You're in China. Who you going to call?
Well, if so,
Japan?
Better call 0111. You're right.
It's like, I just think, and it's not about the fight, or I was bad enough to fight, or I'm a tough guy to fight. Your teammate is in trouble. He's on the baseline getting kicked and stomped and hit with a chair, and you are sitting there watching while the other, like four or five other Georgetown teammates was on the other side of the court, the backcourt, watching.
Right.
Number 10 ran around the court, nothing.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
No, I think John Thompson, when he called his whole team
off. I thought that was chicken shit, too.
He got everybody off the floor. I think he did that.
That was great.
Because he just wants to make sure that we don't look bad in the global press.
Right.
Because, you know, if we respond in the way that Johnny Mack is saying we should have responded, anything the black man does on a global platform, on a global level gets blown up. It gets intensified through the media.
I'm going to get to you in 5 seconds. We got
I think he did a good thing.
We got a caller from Cali. Kawazi. I hope I pronounce it properly. Kawazi from Cali. What's up, baby?
What's up, Kawazi?
What's going on, y'all? Fox,
what's
how
up?
You doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you say your name properly?
My name Kawazi. You said almost right my whole life. My name been staying fucked up, so I'm used to it.
Well, they should have named you John. Should have kept your real name.
But hey, but Louis Dick, man, you know what? You a tender dick ass nigga, man. You a tender dick ass nigga, man. Because you know what, though? If that was John Thompson, daddy, he would have beat them big heads.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, wait. Kawazi.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you something. First of all, you a man first. Fuck that scholarship. You a man. And then I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, when Georgetown was playing Providence and Allen Iverson was playing for Georgetown, and then when the people had them jail suits in the stands, John Thompson took his team off the court and said, fuck y'all, fuck them white people. We niggas, we ain't standing for this shit because we're going to fight, man. Fuck China, man. Fuck all that bullshit.
Okay, wow. There you go. Now, you know what? Hey, Kwanzi. Okay, Kwanzi, calm down, relax. First of all,
that's what you need. So you
Kwanzi, I don't appreciate you calling me a tender ding ding. That wasn't nice.
A tender ding ding.
That wasn't nice. Even further evidence.
I don't appreciate
that. That's like a ding dong with strawberry filling.
Nope. That's where you guys who talk as tough as you are, Kwanzi, missed the boat. You don't have to be crazy, aggressive, and all that. You can be cool and calm and make your point. Now, those brothers have been, listen, these young boys.
They're stomping you.
No, these young boys at a Division I school, getting paid, people are paying for their education. They've been drilled on how to act, even more so outside of this country.
They're representing the United States.
So you can't always, you can't always take your heathenness with you because you're
right.
representing us. I'm sorry.
Sausage is going to get stomped out.
You got to defend yourself.
That's what we're saying.
But no, he's coming off as somebody that would throw punches at anybody.
They're stomping you.
You know what? You defend yourself, you grab him off of, you protect yourself, and then you get away.
But
because
stigma.
I'd rather live another day than try. Look at Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson's a thug, but he's somewhere,
but
he's not on TV. He's
no.
not making a living. He's got to go overseas.
Lou Dix, you're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
The guys, the Georgetown Hoyas is on the ground. They're stomping you. No. They're hitting you with a chair.
But wait a
minute,
Johnny.
It's not about being a heathen or barbaric. I have the right to defend myself.
You do. You're
stomping me.
You do, but there is a
saying,
pressure.
Stop, leave me alone, cut it out, ain't going to work.
Right, you do, but there's a pressure to represent your country. There's a pressure to not disrespect yourself. Yes, it's a fight. It's a brawl. But if you notice, the caller, Quasi, just explained the exact same scenario, and the coach, the current coach, and the coach's father, John Thompson, did the exact same thing.
In Providence.
They pulled the players off the floor.
I understand that because you're outnumbered. But I'm talking
not
about
just because you're outnumbered.
You,
whenever a black man is in a brawl on national television, we get blamed for it.
There's not a blame.
There's a negative connotation associated with it.
There's not a blame. They're stomping me and hit me with a chair.
I get it.
So I'm supposed to lay there till they feel like they want
to
stop?
You're supposed to get up out of there. You're supposed to get up out of there.
Here's a perfect example.
How am I get up out of
there? Hey, here's a perfect example. Rodney King got blamed.
My man.
He got blamed for taking the worst ass whooping of all
time.
Rodney
King got blamed for getting his behind whooped. And we all know he wasn't the aggressive.
We told him to get out.
That he was the aggressive. We told him to get out. We told him
he wouldn't get out.
Look, he's still moving.
No,
he's still moving.
You know who
That's
blamed
why
them?
I had to hit him.
You know who blamed them?
Who?
The people that was trying to get him off, to get the police department off. But everybody that saw that tape know exactly what happened.
But
and
the police
we
is
offic- no,
the
we are
police,
not blaming him.
Their official response was.
It wasn't a blame. It was a lie.
But their official response was, he did not go down. He was not complying,
was
so we kept hitting him.
That was the lie they were telling.
I agree, but guess what?
How do you just lay there when somebody is hitting you with a baton, stomping you and kicking you?
But
what do you do?
The
only way
is,
you can be force is with more force.
No, you're wrong.
If not, I'm going to be a dead man.
No. Here's a perfect example of somebody doing that right now.
I guess Martin Luther King was wrong.
Barack Obama is doing it right now. They're slapping him. They're stomping him. They're kicking him up behind.
Not.
Oh, come on, Johnny Mac.
Literally.
My man.
They are literally.
Are
you listening to
the talk
shows? We're
talking about they were literally stomping this man on the court. They were literally hitting him with a chair.
Okay.
We're not talking about what they're doing to Barack Obama. Let's talk about what they're doing in China. They stomped
the
cat.
The images, Johnny Mac. We're talking about the reason you should not always retaliate is because of the images.
How is that a retaliation?
You cannot always be ignorant. That's why they got jails for people like us who say, I got to be mean. I got to be ignorant. I got to react
now. My man, how is that ignorant? You're stomping me.
Who agrees with Coach John Thompson's decision to remove
Well, you have
the
to for
players.
The safety of the game was over. They walked out with 6-8 all. They walked off the court. You have to stop because they were throwing bottles and water bottles. They were not regular bottles.
Right.
They weren't beer bottles. They were throwing bottles and all this other kind of stuff into the court. So right now, it is unsafe to play this game.
Right.
And the fiasco, the melee that just happened, of course we can't continue this game.
Right.
Everybody is all messed up because we're fighting and whatever. So you have to pull for the safety of your team. You have to pull them off. But we're talking about the actual incident.
Wait, we're forgetting the whole thing, the most important part.
You know what? We're in L.A.
Were we winning?
We got 68 all. We got to go to L.A. We got KD on the phone. We're going to see how KD feel about this whole situation. KD,
hey,
weigh in on the play, brother.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up? Hey, look, I'm actually at Edwards Air Force Base right now. This conversation is actually making us a little bit sick because the situation is like this. You're absolutely right. I don't know who said it earlier, but the basketball team is either ex-Chinese military or they are recruits in the Chinese military. And what happened was those Georgetown players, they did not know how to defend themselves. So they got spread out in a bunch of different little cliques and got the shit beat out of them when they should have just backed up together at the center court and let the officials handle it and have back-to-back. And then if anybody came to them, they should have took them out that way. But we are a country grown up as pussies. I'm sorry, but we are. And the only way we're going to get out of this, is the kids put down the video games, yep. go out, settle it outside. Because Call of Duty
right.
is the only thing that the United States, you know who invented Call of Duty? United States military. They invented right. Call of Duty because kids weren't going outside to exercise anymore, and eventually there's going to be an attack on our home soil. Right. The only way we're going to be able to defend ourselves is training. This right. training is virtual in Call of Duty, but it's a video game. These right. kids, these Chinese kids that stomp the shit out of us, they don't play Call of Duty. They are Call of Duty. They out there every day training, and they got stomped. And the thing that should have happened, we should not have turned the situation ignorant or violent, but as Americans, you got to group together in the center court, and if anybody comes to you, they get fucked up. That's the way it is. Thank you.
You know what, brother? I sure appreciate that. That
yeah, Johnny
so Mac, that,
yeah, he
but
sound
you know,
hard.
You know what? We got to take a break, but before we go to break, I'm going to ask everybody to listen to my voice, listen to the Foxhole, and to tell somebody about Sunday night at 9 o'clock on Fox Television.
Why? What's happening?
We have a show that Marcus King, Jamie Foxx, and Johnny Mac and other was executive producer, and I was just a writer on the show, and I'm low down on them.
Yeah, but next week you'll
it's
be executive producer.
It's called In the Flow.
In the Flow.
In the Flow with Afion Crockett. Please spread the word. Make sure you tune in Sunday, 9 o'clock on Fox Television, Afion Crockett, In the Flow. We got to get
Absolutely.
Our ratings up. It's a really good show. Guaranteed. I love the Pacquiao
yes.
and Freddie Roach sketch.
Yes.
It was crazy. I don't know who wrote that, but it was funny as hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
We tell your friends about it. Maybe they ain't listening to the Foxhole right now, but make sure you call your homies, text, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you got to do.
In the Flow.
In the Flow with yes. Afion Crockett, 9 o'clock Sunday night on Fox Television Network.
Absolutely.
Make sure you check it out. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to straighten Louis Dix out about when you got a right to defend yourself. I'm going to find that quote from Malcolm X, what he said about defending yourself. He don't call that violence. He calls that intelligence.
He calls that intelligence.
You got to
yeah.
do a little bit of reading, Playboy. You got to do a little bit of reading.
Hilarious.
Don't let your beard grow like
hilarious.
That.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
The Foxhole Radio, baby, is going down. Make sure you check out In the Flow, Fox Television, Sunday, 9 o'clock. Be right back. Yo, we're back.
Whoa.
Man, you know Man. What? Right now, this topic is crazy.
Yeah, it was hot. It was funny. The conversation was hotter off mic than it was on. We got
Man.
Heated.
It got heated. And we gonna just keep going.
The phone lines
right.
are hot,
the
too.
The phone lines is blowing up.
And if you want to give us a call, give us a call.
I don't know if it's a gang of Chinese people that just called in or not. But
hey, what's man, the number again, Brandy?
The number is 855-369-9898. We want to hear what you got to say about
it. It's so hot. And it was just as hot as it was Wednesday night at Maverick's flat, man. It was
so,
hot.
No.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, not really. Brandy, can you give us a recap of what we were talking about?
Thank you so
since
much.
Johnny Mack actually mentioned that about the fight that the Georgetown University basketball team had with a Chinese, I guess, is this a national team?
Yes, that was the national team.
That was the Chinese, a team in China, excuse me. They were playing a basketball game and a fight broke out. And apparently, according to Johnny Mack and some of the video.
And you saw it too. You saw it from the
there
video.
Wasn't a lot of fighting back on the part of the Georgetown.
What did you see, Brandon?
The Chinese were doing a little ass whipping on there.
To be fair.
Yeah.
The Chinese team is comprised of military cats. The Georgetown team is comprised of basketball
yes,
players.
They,
college kids.
Now, and keep in mind, Georgetown people react. Georgetown athletes, if they had heard whistles, they would have known where to line up and go to the baseline. Oh,
here we go.
That was funny.
No, but Great. You got to understand, these same
kids. Did that
kids,
joke come with that shirt?
It's the Kirkwood,
shirt
it's the
is
Kirkwood edition. Our chief engineer.
Johnny Mac, you got to understand, these children, these kids, you know.
First of all, you're at least those sophomore, juniors.
Okay, but they're representing their country. They're outside of their country. They're in China.
I understand.
They're there at the same time as the vice president.
I understand that.
They're meeting with China, the two largest economies in the world.
Yes.
It's a goodwill tour.
Yes.
And this Georgetown team is whooping China's ass.
No, it's 68 all.
I know, but they're better than them.
No, but at the time, it's 68-68.
No, but there was a reporter there, an Asian-American reporter by the name of Gene Wang, who said that Chinese team could not keep up with Georgetown, and they played against Duke the same way. They got really aggressive because they was getting it handed to them.
When the game ended, when Georgetown left the court, the score was 68 all.
So I don't know who where you get that from. I saw it in my man.
That's
reporter.
What the reporter said.
He didn't know shit.
The
it was 68
off. Covered sports for 24
okay,
years.
Okay, I saw it on CNN. I saw it on ESPN.
You saw the brawl
and a PTI.
Yeah, you saw what they edited and what they wanted
if
you to
if
see.
If you keep reading it, when they pulled him off the court, it was 68
but
off.
But the team who got their ass whooped was in a meeting with the vice president.
I understand that, Zoe.
And the Chinese government officials earlier that day. Don't you think that was on their mind?
So listen,
hey, am I going to get out here and start brawling on global television?
No.
I was just in a meeting.
Hold on 1 second. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not saying they was I have the right to defend myself. I'm saying that the Americans.
Agreed.
Now, let me ask you this.
That's
you said,
agreed.
You said they just met with the Chinese government. Do you think the Chinese know that the Americans had just met in their government? Apparently not, because they started the brawl.
Well, let's put it on you.
They stole on my man. They stole on the cat. The cat got fouled hard, and they turned around. They stole on him, knocked him to the ground, and they're kicking in the stopping pursuit. I mean, so do you think the Chinese players knew that the Americans and the Chinese government at the same time? They didn't give a fuck.
Well, no, well, they did. But here's the thing, Johnny
Mac. Apparently they didn't.
Yeah, Johnny Mac, they react. Here's the thing with sports and emotions, okay?
Go deeper.
And they reacted, okay? There's a thing of you do react when something happens, and then you have to pull back and figure it out. You just can't keep reacting.
Right.
You have to say what you have. You assess the situation. I got punched.
Okay, I'm getting stomped.
Okay, I got punched. Okay, I just got hit. Who hit me? Now, your natural thing is, okay, I want to swing back. Now, all of a sudden, I see a foot coming. Okay, now another foot. I need to escape. I mean, Brick.
You're just making me look like a genius right now.
No, I'm just saying, no.
Too many feet coming.
Yeah, too many feet. I need to get up and move, all right? Because where's my help? Your other boys say, hey, man, did he just hit him? Now you say, oh, he hit him. I'm running over here to protect my boy. Wait a minute, here come another dude. And I know right away, Kung Fu. We think right away when you think Chinese, this boy know Kung Fu. So that hesitates.
Oh,
that makes you slow right away.
Kung Fu. No,
I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but whenever I'm thinking about taking out an Asian dude, I'm like.
That's old. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're a coward.
No, not because I'm a coward, because they take almost, I can say this, I generalize, most Koreans have taken Taekwondo.
They were in China.
China.
I don't care. Most Asians know some sort of martial art.
Now, that is a stereotype.
No,
you're just a racist.
Because it's part of their upbringing. It's part of their training. It's part of their training
that, is true.
That most of them do. Just like most of us, like Johnny Mack. Most
eat like chicken.
Eat chicken. Go through the hood.
Hey,
sell
hey,
weed,
hey,
no blunts.
Ain't nothing wrong with some chicken.
We don't know karate. Oh, he know crazy.
That ain't no racist statement. Now,
if you agree or disagree folk, with Johnny Mack and Louis Dix, 855-369-9898.
There's only one person I know that eat more chicken than me.
Who?
I don't want to say his name, but this dude, everywhere we want me to say your name. Every time we go somewhere,
hey, Johnny
every
Mack.
City, every state is you chicken, 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 chicken.
Well, yeah.
You're embarrassing me with all the goddamn chicken. It's too much chicken.
Yeah, but you put hot sauce on everything,
we're
Johnny
gonna,
Mac.
I'm supposed to. I'm black. We're going to go to Wisconsin.
The stereotypes.
And hot sauce, it is a vegetable. We're going to go to Wisconsin right now. We got D'Angelo, not the singer. We got D'Angelo.
What's up, D'Angelo?
What's up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Pip? What are you doing in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, living, man. Just living, bro. You know.
I heard that.
You there on an athletic scholarship and you stayed?
No, I'm born and raised, man. My Bruins winning right now. Everything is good.
Yeah.
You're born and raised?
It's a great college team.
How many black people are in Wisconsin?
Let's let him get his statement out.
I'm not sure, but they're all in Milwaukee. That's for sure.
That is true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is
when
true.
You go up to Green Bay and Madison, the state's capital, you ain't going to see no, unless they play for the Badgers or the Green Bay Packers.
Mm. Yeah, and the girls in Milwaukee are loose. But anyway, how do you feel? D'Angelo, how you feel about it?
Well, I just think as a whole, like this whole, like Lou Dix, I can tell he's an extremely intelligent and intellectual dude. But, you know, it seems like you're the kind of guy who would kind of like talk yourself out of a fight, basically telling somebody, hey, man, if you hit me, you'll get blood on your new shirt. You know what I mean?
Because he's a bleeder.
That's true. You know him, don't you?
That's funny.
Is he finished?
D'Angelo.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't like that, but go ahead.
Go ahead. So how did you think that fight made the Americans look? Not just blacks, but America.
Well, they didn't initiate it. That's the thing. You know, if they went over there and was acting like, you know, I don't know if you remember, like the Miami Hurricanes in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Came off the flight with the army fatigues and
stuff.
Yeah, you
know, and then they lost to Penn State.
Exactly. You know, it's like they didn't initiate it, you know. So you can't really say that's a reflection. But my thing is, like, we live in a country now, man, where you can't even call a short person a midget. You know, there's an actual term that you have to use for them. It's called little people. And now you have a group of people, like, trying to sue Sesame Street because they think Ernie and Bert should be predicted as, I mean, depicted as homosexuals.
Yeah.
Well, they was living together
for a long time.
They was in
there. They used to take baths together.
They did share a nightlight.
Yeah, they took baths together. I'm just saying.
Hey, they could be father and son.
Nah, really.
Yeah, like the Dixies.
Yeah, because they always talk about me. And I was just
yeah, because we know you got a his and his sleeping bag.
No. My son is a college man now. Okay, I tucked him in for the last time.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
A little deep right there. Hey, but you know what? He was right. But he made my point. America didn't, the Georgetown Hoyas did not start this brawl. They did not start it. The Chinese cats for the rough play, and if you see on the video, he stole on my man first. The Chinese dude stole on the black guy. Well, and then all the thing happened. So I'm you're right. The Americans, I'm going to keep saying black. The Americans did not start it. My thing is, we look weak. We didn't protect one of our own. My man is getting kicked and stomped and hit, and they hit him with a chair. And we back on the other end of the court doing nothing. Before we get into you, Zoe, we're going to go to Baton Rouge. Great food out
Thanks,
there.
Thanks, D'Angelo, for the call.
Great food out there. You got to exercise. But you got to exercise in between meals because that food is fattening. I gained 20 pounds when we were shooting Ray. It was crazy.
It was
the alcohol. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. We're going to go to Baton Rouge and Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Is this Hurricane Chris or just Hurricane?
It's Hurricane, man, on the radio, you know what I mean? But anyway, look, I got to agree with Johnny Mack on this one. You know,
thank
it's
you
a
so
kind
much.
Of an example of how soft our country is, you know, because
so
now if kids getting fights in school, they expel them. You know, so cats even afraid to throw a punch. You should never, I don't care where you at, especially when you don't initiate it, stand and watch one of your brothers on your team get stomped out. You know, it's scared to take an ass with me. I mean, you might have lost.
That's right.
At least you should try.
We supposed to stick together.
Yeah, you know, our whole country is becoming so sissified with the image of Lil Wayne with skinny leg jeans on. You know, nobody don't care about that.
And now they got foxtails in the jeans. What kind of shit is that?
Well, one of the things that'll help that.
Hey, thank you for the call, Hurricane. Yeah. You was right on point.
I hear all you men talking about, you know, we should wussify and all that. Well, a lot of it has to do with us. Because a lot of us are not around to help the boys turn into men.
Whatever.
No, that's true. Well, you were real, Mac. Let's keep it real.
Whatever.
We're teaching them the wrong thing. We're teaching them how to when to react. Let's use guns. Let's know how to fight. How many of our boys actually know how to box like you? Know how to box.
Right.
If you know how to box, you know how to handle yourself, then you might say, I can take care of it. But I bet you at least half them boys on Georgetown probably can't fight.
Right.
They probably cannot
you
know fight.
I think me and you should have a boxing
clinic. I will beat you so bad you'll become dark skinned.
Hey, but Lewis, you can't bring your cell phone into the ring because you start losing. He's gonna call 911.
We gonna you stream it all across the nightclubs.
You gotta make sure you don't get tangled up in that nose hair that's hanging out of Lou's nose.
Oh, Brandy.
Johnny Mac.
That's his headgear.
I thought there was some double dutch ropes in your nose. I didn't know what that was.
I pulled out my nose hair this morning.
We gonna go to Houston.
You missed one.
Great barbecue down in Houston. Remember Luther's?
Yes.
I got a funny story about Houston. I tell it before after
713.
They got this place of they serve fish, the aquarium, and you can eat at a restaurant. So I was there one time with a little broad there with a little broad there. So we was eating and stuff, and I just heard some kids screaming, ah, and we turned around. The shark had ate the other fish, and it was blood everywhere. And they got mad at the shark, like, get him out of here. Like, no, he's a shark.
That's what he does.
What, he gonna play patty cake with him? You missed the feeding time. And he ate the fish up in the thing, and the white kids were screaming. And I'm like, hey, anyway.
So the other little fish just stood around and watched?
Yeah.
How come they didn't step in?
He's a shark.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
Maybe they went to a different school.
They were thinking about their future.
Yeah, they went to another school. That wasn't his boy. We're going to go to Houston. We got Michelle on the line. What's up, Michelle? I know she's going to be fine. All Michelles are fine. What's going on, Michelle?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, love?
I'd like to make a comment in regards to the game. At the time, was there security there at the game?
Yes, ma'am. But it wasn't American security, that's for sure. Because when they pulled the team off, they could not. Georgetown could not get in security to help escort them off.
Well, yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Brandy.
The coach actually asked for a police escort back to their hotel
room,
and the Chinese wouldn't give it to him.
I just said that.
Yeah, I was.
Well,
clear,
you didn't
clearing
quite
it
say it like
was,
that.
I was clearing it up.
Still
right.
A little muddled.
You're right.
Thanks, Brandy, for the clarity.
Yeah, and Michelle, Brandy's with us too. Just to let you know, she's one of the fellas. Thanks.
No, she said, ladies and gentlemen.
Brandy. Okay, my second comment is.
Are you smart?
I understand that they initiated the fight, but when you're in sports, and I've been in sports all my life, and my son's been in sports all his life, you have to, there is a time where you do have to turn the other cheek. And especially nowadays, when you're in another country, you really have to be careful with yourself. Because we're already in a situation where everybody can't stand us as it is, as Americans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you really have to be cautious. But just my point is to say that they're young and... Really, the coaches should have had something to do with that also. I blame it on the coach more than I blame it on anybody else.
Whose coach?
Both coaches. Because you're supposed to be able to handle your team regardless.
And when they're stomping the kids.
I've been in my son plays college ball, and their teams have been in situations where they've had the other teams want to start fights with them, but what they have to do, you just have to get up, you have to leave, you leave the situation.
But Michelle, it's not about it's about to start. The fight has already erupted. They are stomping your players, or you as the players getting stomped, and your teammates is getting stomped. You can't really turn the other cheek. Time to turn the other cheek.
And you know what,
I'm getting stomped and hit with a chair.
But you know what? This puts a...
Did she hang up?
I don't know. She's probably still there.
You're not in America. You're in other countries. Other countries can take you off the face of the earth and won't nobody ever hear of you ever again.
Good point. I don't believe that. It's Georgetown. I think they might know if the players don't come back. I think somebody might notice that. Shit. Now.
No, but, I mean, everybody's
talking
about...
You don't know that the whole university basketball team has disappeared? Won't nobody know that? Yeah, you're going to know, and we're going to figure it out.
You ain't going to figure it out.
Yes, you will. It was in China. Last time we seen it was in China. What are you talking about?
We
ain't dumb.
Exactly.
The last time we saw them, it was in China.
It was 68 all in China. We ain't dumb. Yeah,
it was on the ground.
No, but go ahead, Lo.
So, but you know what?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
She said the turn of the cheek, my teammate is getting stomped.
Yeah, but Johnny, you have to understand. This incident puts a whole different light on, say, the technical foul rule in the NBA. You know, now if you say anything, you do anything overly demonstrative.
So when they stomped him out, that was traveling?
No, but the point that I'm trying to make is they've been trying to curtail this emotional outburst that comes with sports. So a lot of young kids are being taught how to contain that aggression. Hey,
I'm with that.
You understand what I'm saying?
I agree to
so
that.
So I understand that. Yeah, in the heat of the moment, you want to do something. But if you've been trained through AAU and all of these other basketball outlets to tell you, hey, tone it down some. And then I'm sure that John Thompson, the coach,
the third,
lectured those kids about how to behave outside of the country.
I understand.
And how to be respectful of this country's
customs.
But I
think you're missing the point,
Zoe.
The fight has already erupted. Your teammate is getting hit with a chair.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I get that.
So what do you think we should do with your teammate?
I think it's a lose-lose situation. I think the best thing to do is what the coach did, and that was get the kids off
I understand
the court
that.
The quickest you can.
I got that.
Because if you engage in the fight, you prolong the fight.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying. Coach John Thompson III did a great job. Hey, we're going to go to my man over in the NYC, one of my favorite phone
now,
calls.
We know what he would have done.
This is my man from NYC. I'm going to roll with him. I don't even got to ask him what he's going to say. But I know we ride together. This is my man, 10 grand, Iceberg. How you feel about it, Iceberg?
Yo, let me tell you something. I love Zoe Williams to death, but I totally disagree.
Right.
Fuck what the perception going to be. If you over there stomping my brother out, it's
boom,
on and popping. I don't give a fuck if it's eight niggas over there. It's going to me and him going to be scratching. Yo, bottom line, yo, you know what? Let's fuck Georgetown, and let's talk about, what is this man named? James Craig Anderson out in Mississippi? That was beat by seven white boys, then ran down like a dog with a fucking pickup truck.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Check this out. This is what's fucking me up. They charged six of them with simple assault, and one guy was charged with regular murder. The shit happened last month. It just hit the internet about a week ago because CNN got hold of the tape.
Right.
This is what's hurting my heart as a black man. You telling me Mississippi is still this fucked up?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you take seven black kids and let them fucking beat up on a white boy,
it's a done deal.
What happened in Genesis? They had a physical fight, and they wanted to give all them boys life imprisonment for a physical fight. But a man, yo, that video brought tears to my eyes.
But Iceberg, I do believe that the Mississippi courts are going to do the right thing. And, you know, when you first charge, you know, you can always bump up the charges when they get to the particular whatever happened. So I do believe, you know, because you can go in there with a, with a simple possession charge. And then by the time you leave, you had a transportation charge, endangerment of children.
RICO.
You possession for sale. You know, so that can happen. So I do believe the Mississippi courts is going to bump it up when they see the tape that we saw.
They upgraded the charges to one of them to capital murder.
That's what I'm saying.
The death penalty. But you know what? This is the problem. If CNN never leaked that tape, there's people in Mississippi that didn't even know this shit happened that live locally.
Wow. But Iceberg. Iceberg, we go way back to the Rodney King beating. I don't know about everybody else, but I've been beaten by the cops, shotgun to the back of the neck, the whole get down, but it wasn't caught on tape. You know what they tell us? You want to go home or you want to go to jail? That's part of your get down.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, that's part of the get down. But the fortunate thing is, I ain't going to say through the blessings of God, I don't know if that's a blessing that this was caught on tape. But the fortunate thing happened that it was caught on tape and sent to CNN, and they got it. Now the right thing is going to happen. I do believe in our
call.
System.
That's Iceberg, right. That's a great call.
That's a great call. And Iceberg, he did agree with me. So we got 17 Johnny Macs. One Lou Dix.
You know, hey, but keep in mind, man, that, you know, I know, shout out to that family who's the homeless guy who the Fullerton cops beat to death. It was a white dude, and they beat him down. They killed him, and now the community's in uproar, so they're killing themselves, too. Mind you, all the black people have moved out of Fullerton, so they didn't have anybody left to beat.
Oh, God. Huh?
Yes, Fullerton, California. I'm sorry if you're not. People might think it's Fullerton, Georgia.
We're gonna take a break, and hopefully by then we can get you to change this ridiculous shirt.
Hilarious.
Is this flannel? I mean, what is this like?
This is an honor.
Ludwig has a flannel shirt on with orange, blue, brown, white, gray.
Listen, this
is the worst shirt I've ever seen.
our chief engineer. I went shopping with him because he wears plaids. And he
you went shopping with him.
With Kirkwood.
What are you doing?
Who was pushing the cart?
No. Kirkwood's a nice young guy, man.
You got a thief for our intern.
I saw Kirkwood at the mall, and I was like, hey, Kirkwood, what you doing? So then he's like, man, I'm getting a shirt. I was like, let me get one, too, because I like the way Kirkwood shirts are young. So I said, let me get a young, hip shirt. So I bought a young, hip shirt. It cost $7.
But does a young, hip shirt go with an old, wrinkled hat?
They wore this shirt in Braveheart.
I don't know.
We're going to go to Brandy.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry we didn't get your comments on any of this thing.
It's okay, Johnny Mac. I tell
beautiful.
You what, if you ever getting your ass whooped, I'm going to jump in for you. I'm in there.
What, she going to jump in?
You're right,
dancing?
But don't the ass whooping part, I'm going to stop out. But, you know, I would appreciate the help. You're right.
I'm going to jump in there with you.
I don't want Lou Dixon to do nothing.
He won't. Don't worry about it.
He lost with his feminine side. I know he's going to lose this fight.
join the Foxhole 98 as we transform into MLK Radio. Next weekend, we're going to be broadcasting live from our nation's capital. We're going to be in D.C. for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Dedication. And we will be live next Friday with Jamie Foxx and friends at our XM studios in D.C. This is going to be history in the making, and MLK Radio on the Foxhole will be live. Foxhole 98, Sirius XM.
Speaking of the Foxhole, I would like to say on September 24th, 2011, there will be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament at Jamie Foxx house for the Jamie Foxx Foundation. It's a charity event, and he decided to, I think he said no pros, no celebrities. Let me hold on. I'm going to check my
We had a good time. I mean, last time, card. TDP and I were calling the game. But also, guys, at 3:30 here, because coming up next, we got Jake and Papa. It's a great, talented group. They were at the Conga Room Monday, and they're going to be next. And also, guys, coming up after them, we got the Brandy Celebrity Get Down. And you're going to hear some funny stuff on the Get Down. You're going to find out what's going on with Kobe Bryant at his church visit. And you got an airplane restroom break, I'm telling you. And also a Desperate Housewives loss. We're going to talk that. And, of course, Ice-T speaks again on Brandy McGee's
Celebrity Get Down.
Once again, make sure you check out On September 24th, Jamie Foxx will be having a 303 basketball tournament at his crib. We want to give out the address, but the celebrities and the famous and basketball players, you know what's happening. It's for the Jamie Foxx Foundation. It's a really worthy cause that he's doing this for. He decided, you know, to raise some money. You know, I guess you have to pay, you know, each and every team to – he has a great foundation
really?
To help children and to help his hometown in Dallas. It's fantastic. And he wanted to make sure we get that out. Also,
his address, you know, is 3838.
We're going to go to break. Yeah. We're going to go to break. Then we're going to come right back.
Jake,
we got Jake
and Papa.
Jake and Papa, they're going to do their thing.
Yeah.
And then make sure you stay tuned for Brandon McGee's Celebrity Get Down.
Get down, get down.
It's the Foxhole, baby. It's going down. So for real, Candy Rain. And once again, make sure you check out Sunday on Fox Television, Afion Crockett in the Flow. It's going down. Extremely funny. Also, September 9th.
Philly boy.
Kevin Hart.
Philly.
Movie comes out. Laugh at My Pain. I don't know if you saw him on concert, saw him on tour. Extremely, extremely funny.
He is very funny.
Extremely funny.
I mean.
And once again, the movie's called Laugh at My Pain, Kevin Hart, September the 9th. Make sure you check that out. We got to support each other. You know, we got to support each other. I'm going to support everything. I'm going to be there September 9th. I've seen every black film in the theater.
Now, did you say support? So you're going to support me on Wednesdays?
Not really. You're going to give me free drinks. I need
4225 Crenshaw Boulevard in California. Come on down to Maverick's Flat Wednesday nights, 8:30. A lot of my friends been there. Come on down. Sinbad, you're due.
He's still alive?
Speedy was there last
Is he still alive? Wednesday. Is he your friend?
Speedy's my friend. He was funny.
Impossible. We're going to go to Brandon McGee. Oh, thank you for the...
Just crossed her legs.
She just gave me the basic instinct look.
Shay gave you your name and address.
I am covered up downstairs.
And you wearing white, too? I damn near had a snitch on you.
She don't have no Spanx on.
what we got, Brandon McGee? What you got?
Oh, well, actually, I just wanted to remind everybody that actually Kevin Hart is going to be hosting Foxhole Live on September 2nd. So, he's going to be hosting the Foxhole. Oh, our show.
Wait,
he's going to be.
Come on. Why are we going to bring the show down like that?
Hilarious.
I love Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, man.
Kevin Hart is great.
He can't measure up.
Hey, shout out to Kevin Hart. He also hired me for the BET Awards. You know what I'm saying? I respect Kevin Hart.
Is he going to bring his booster chair with him?
He's going to bring his checkbook.
That don't do nothing. Everybody's checkbook get written.
Okay. I don't know what that's all about. Brandon McGee, we got some celebrity guests in the house.
I don't know.
I don't know any celebrity guests, but they pop.
Yeah, they got checkbooks.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then I'm a celebrity.
No, their checkbook, they can write on their checks.
Shut up.
Who we got in the house?
We have in the house right now two young gentlemen that are making their way in the music industry, Papa and Jake Harrell.
Yeah!
Jake and Papa, what's going on?
They were formerly with
the group Brother.
That's right. And you guys had a reality show also on BET called, what was it, Brother to Brother?
Brothers to Brother, something like that.
All right.
You was on BET?
What happened? Yeah. You got canceled?
No, we got picked up for another season. We just didn't want to do it.
Why not?
Because it was just too much, man. Like,
too much what?
It didn't, first of all, it didn't translate.
Hold on for a second. Jake is looking at his Twitter page. I don't want your right hand man to message you.
Turn that down because we're going to sing a little something for y'all a little later.
Okay, cool. I don't want your brother to mess you with you.
I think the reality show did kind of what it was supposed to do, but it didn't do what we really wanted it to do. It didn't really translate musically. It was too much about the family drama and all that, so we didn't really want to do that.
So did they push it that way? They were trying to gear you guys to acting ignorant like Tiny and Tony or whatever the people
are? Not really gear it because it was real. I mean, that's how we were, but we just didn't focus on the right thing.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean? I'm confused.
The show, when they talk to us.
Yeah, let the light skinned brother speak.
Yeah, light skinned people have good
ideas.
Thank you
so much. You need a razor, I know that.
When they first told us about the show, they actually told us that they wanted to focus on family problems and family issues. So we connected to people family wise, but they didn't focus on us musically at all. And we wanted the show to focus on us musically, that we were coming into the game, that we had just got signed, that we're working on our album. Nobody really got that. Even when we put the album out, they didn't really realize that the album was out, you know?
Right. So they wanted to focus on the drama part.
Right. Exactly.
I just think you should have sang all of your arguments.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Funny.
Y'all should have had a voice battle.
Which one is my daddy?
So you're here now as you was part of the Brothers.
Yeah. Right.
Part of Brothers. It was
brother.
Too many of y'all.
Brother.
Brother. But it was five of y'all. It had to be an S on it.
Yeah. It was five, yeah.
Didn't have no S on it?
Y'all had one little brother. Greasy one. What was his name? The little greasy one.
The little dark, skinny, shiny dude.
Dark, shiny one. We remember interviewing him on the BET
Awards.
I
was the darkest one.
Nah, you weren't shiny, though. This one had more tattoos. He was crusty looking.
I had the most tattoos.
Well, then y'all didn't give him any lotion that day.
Though, hey, that's how rumors get started. Wasn't none of that.
I remember that song.
Started by the jealous people. Anyway, let's talk about your music. You're very talented.
Thank you, man.
And what do you like to do with this music?
Man.
You know, right now, talented artists really don't.
Honestly, man, we are young. We are in our 20s, but we were brought up on the era of music like Temptations, Donny Hathaway, Sam Cooke, real soul singing. Mm-hmm. So
your parents played that, though.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, I played. I mean, they played it, but they started playing it, but, you know, we became fans. So
right.
We're trying to bring back.
Now, Donny Hathaway is a hard cat. That song.
That is my favorite singer.
It's hard
time.
To sing that song. I've seen many cats that
thought
nothing
they were. Nothing feels better than my baby's arms. They've been around me a long time. That's my man.
Man, you just made Lewis get moist. I was thinking singing this song for you because that's a lot of octaves in there.
I mean, but that's too common. I like the stuff that nobody really knows.
Remember that gospel song you had?
Which one?
Smoking No Fire.
Lord Help Me.
Yeah, remember that? We get into that later because I can't do gospel.
You know, it's crazy. We actually sang that song on the show. On one of the episodes, you can see us. You know, it's old, but you could like look at it.
I'm not going to watch that.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you don't have to, man.
That's cool.
I want to see away from that. I like brand new stuff. Anyway, now light skin.
It was popping.
Your musical influence.
Oh, my goodness.
I never heard of
it. Sam Cooke, Fleetwood Mac, Elton
Fleetwood
John.
I love it.
James Taylor. It's like.
You play the piano?
Anita Baker. I do play a little bit of the piano.
When you said Elton John, I'm thinking, you know.
I love Elton John. What? Rocket Man. What? Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
What do you what? Got? You, I'm sorry.
I'm totally amazed by this.
I'm impressed. I want to ask you guys.
She's easy. Trust me.
We love music.
No, I want to ask you guys.
It don't take
about
much. You had a harmonica. She even blows you.
Now, I did a little research. You guys have 13 kids in your family.
Yeah, 13 right. Brothers
and wait, how many daddies, how many mommies? What's going
one
on?
Dad. Dad was a Rolling Stone. And yes. It's about four or five moms.
Oh,
13
cool.
for sure.
13, 13 for kids sure. for sure. You sure your dad's name's not Speedy? I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
But let me ask you a question. It had to be a creative household growing up. I mean, all those kids. What
honestly,
was your household
we didn't
like?
All grow up. All 13 kids didn't grow up in the same house. We all got different moms and stuff. So it's me and him and one other brother and one other sister grew up in the same household.
Did you
so.
Have music growing up? Or?
Of course.
We did, yeah, man. The reason why we love music so much is because our mom and dad appreciated music like on such a high level. Yeah. Like the reason why I love Anita Baker is because of my mom. But the reason why I love James Taylor and Elton John is because of my dad. It's just such a wide range of music growing up. It was amazing.
What about gospel?
Love gospel. Kim Burrell. Love Smokey Norfolk.
Man, let James me say this. Smokey, that's my man. Can you see that?
Uh-oh. I'm not going to even try to disrespect Smokey Norfolk.
That's
by
my right there,
him,
man.
He's one of the riff kings.
Well, so. I didn't know who Smokey Norfolk was, and at the time, the executive producer of our show had brought in this album and this one song. We were working on the ESPY Awards, and I came in front. I heard this guy singing. I heard this song. And I got emotional.
Took you back to the C block.
Hey, him and
I got emotional. I ran across the street. Remember that, King? I ran across the street to buy the album, the live version.
That's how you
and
know.
And to this day, you know. I play that song every morning. That Donny Hathaway. I
so
play that
God
song.
Touched you right there?
I don't know if it was God touching me, but something touched me.
We should just say God. We should just say God.
Yeah, see, God touched me.
It was the guy playing the CD for you.
Guy touched you. That's a big difference.
That's how you know it's good music, though, man. That's how we want our music to influence people. Like, when you're automatically just influenced, you need to go across the street and get the CD right then and there. Like, that's the impact we want to make on people.
And I heard I heard Papa saying I was impressed. Because, like, nowadays, like, you know, we do this thing in L.A., the Conga Room was. It's a Jamie Foxx, Marcus King production. I don't know what you call it now. Foxhole production. And a lot of cats can't sing live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to be honest. A lot of cats come out there, man, and they look great. And it was just one girl with a pink dress on. She was the finest thing I've ever seen. But her voice sounded like she was gargling razor blades.
Yeah, that was.
I've heard better screaming in a goddamn Saw movie.
Yeah, she was
She
bad,
was man. Downright terrible.
She's bad.
But she was gorgeous. And so like, that's. To me, that's where music is going right now.
Definitely.
You just have to look the part.
Exactly.
With the auto-tune. Y'all don't auto-tune, do you?
No, hell
thank
no.
Thank you so
no,
much.
No,
I had a quick question. Interesting.
Let's see if Brandy got a question. She got on the smart glasses and she already gave it the basic instinct look. I'm hoping she get involved. I get another taste of that.
No, I was actually waiting to hear from Jake because we already heard a little bit from Papa. So I'm waiting to hear something. Tell you
love. Well, my favorite singer is Sam Cooke, so I'm going to go.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart for me. What, darling, for me? Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me.
Don't go on that boat. Fantastic.
I love that.
Fantastic.
You can clap.
That's my
now,
favorite singer right there, right. Mike.
You got stabbed by an Asian woman.
No, but he still went out on the boat. That's
no, he didn't.
Anyway,
are y'all arguing about how Sam Cooke passed away?
I know he passed away. He was in a hotel. I think it was in the Bay Area. He got stabbed.
That was a cold little story, man.
In Figueroa. Yeah, yeah. Oh, in L.A.
And how? What happened?
What actually happened, the owner or the manager, whatever she was, she thought that he wasn't going to pay her. But he had got robbed because he had messed with a broad and she took his money. She rolled him.
Man.
So he came out to complain and the lady thought he was trying to, you know, ditch her for the money. And she,
his ass popped.
Yeah, you know? that'll do it.
She stabbed him.
Wow.
But you know, I'm just glad. I'm just glad that you know we were talking earlier. Johnny Mac,
you thought I didn't know what happened to Sam?
No, I figured you knew it was crime. Come on, it's crime related.
Bar.
So
we
is your shirt.
Call that a bar.
So is your shirt. Now I noticed that when y'all did Donny Hathaway, and you sound great. I'm so glad you didn't sound like Donny Hallway. And when you did Sam Cooke, not you know. A chef cook. You're sounding great. But why did you pick those two songs and not the classics, the ones everybody know? Because Donny Hathaway, like I said, that song has got like 7 different octaves. It's hard to sing that.
Right.
And A Change Is Gonna Come is hard to sing that.
Right.
Why y'all didn't
we
get
can
into
do those
that?
Too. You want to hear that? Those.
You know what's funny? I do. You know what?
I
want to
hear Change Gonna Come. I love that song.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, and I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I was singing a song to you. Impressive.
Yes, yes,
yes. Impressive.
Yes, these boys got talent.
He was a whole lot better than 1G. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, man.
I mean, he did it live over here and he stomped. It's okay. It's okay.
I didn't know you remembered that.
Jake, don't get away from the Sam Cooke.
No, I'm not. I'm just, this song takes me to his own, so y'all going to have to go there with me, man.
Okay, we got the same. I got to check.
Well, long as you got your shirt on, I don't know.
Yeah,
he sound like he about to get sexy up in there, like you do a topless.
I gotta take the headphones off.
Okay, cool. I'll take mine off too.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Amazing.
I'm not supposed to say wonderful as a man. I don't know.
Bleak, you can say it.
Hey,
you can say wonderful.
Hey, Bleak, I won't sell it. I promise.
I know that's the wrong movie. But
I remember that. Man, now that was
great.
Thank you.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel you're better than the people that are singing right now? Everybody's making this little chicken shit music and.
That's up to y'all.
No, it's okay. I brag on myself all the time. Trust me.
Nah, I mean, I never really compare ourselves to others because it's just different. You know, people have different talents. It's no need to compare. Everybody's going to feel the music differently. Everybody's going to express it differently.
I think
it's no need for me to think I'm better than the next person. I'm just going to do my best.
And you know what's interesting?
I think I'm better than
you. I know I'm better than you.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this. We are trying to bring that soul singing back, though. I don't think anybody's doing that. I mean, we look at the award shows and stuff, and I don't get that feeling. Only person out doing it is R. Kelly.
Right. And that's an interesting thing.
And you got a song with R. Kelly.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Talk about it. Nice little segue, right?
Yeah. You like that?
Like that, huh?
Yeah. You know, we're going to play it right now?
Hold on for a second. Lou Dix want to get his question.
No. I want to hear the song because I want to hear the song. I want to hear Talk Box.
Well, you know what? Introduce your song with R. Kelly and promo. You know, let us know.
Jake and Papa featuring R. Kelly off the upcoming EP Vacancy, featuring The Lost Souls of Brother. Oh, yeah. And you know, we are right here on the Foxhole Sirius XM 98.
I think he should do it. You stunk at that.
That was terrible. I need a bigger intro than that. This is Joe John.
That was part one. Okay, this is part two.
Part two.
Come on. Talk Box. Woo. Jake and Papa. Woo. Featuring the king of R&B, R. Kelly. Here we go.
Yes.
That's right.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Wow, that's that right. was man. Those young boys.
That was
can
it.
Sing.
I thought they hey. Were
You
that
heard
song
it,
right there, if you want
to. There is no time to waste.
Well, there is no time to waste.
Put that talk box on my face.
I want it all on my face, yeah.
That sound like a.
Well.
I said, put what on his face?
Brandon ain't talking to you.
I have a question about that.
You got more like a junk box.
It's like a toy box or like a candy box.
Interesting. Okay. Like a candy box.
Talk box.
Yes.
What exactly?
Let's talk about it.
What was your question?
Let's talk about it. What's a talk box?
You already know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, what I thought it was. Ladies. You heard it here first on the Foxhole Series, XM98.
You're going to hear a little bit more of that, you know, when we perform at the Conga Room on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the 22nd, guys. Yes. Monday with Mark Curry. It's 12 p.m. Eastern time, and make sure you check it out.
That's it?
Nice. Yes, Mark Curry. He's the host. I'm actually there, too.
But nobody pays attention to you.
But on Monday, 8:22, the Foxhole, listen to it. You can hear Mark Curry and his friends. It's going to be a great show,
and
man.
Jake and Papa,
I have a question
Jake
for you. Yes,
because I do a great job down at the Conga Room, the Foxhole thing. Do you feel that people are not paying you no attention when you're up there?
Why do you think he's always angry walking around there?
No, I'm not always angry. I'm very good. I have a good time. I enjoy interacting with people. I enjoy watching people.
I saw you doing your stand-up, and some dude was talking about McDonald's fries at the same time. I started listening to dude with the McDonald's fries. I just joined in.
I'm going to be honest. Since
McDonald's
I've been
have some really good fries, Johnny, man. What do you think? Right. Do you like those?
You know, because I put salt. I put some barbecue sauce on it.
Do you eat yours with ketchup?
I don't eat ketchup.
I'm trying to answer questions. Y'all just talking like
you
know.
Oh,
I thought you had left. I thought you had left. My bad. I didn't see the shirt no more. Like, oh, he walked out. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, Fox Hole Live. I love it.
Okay. Now let's go back to you. People that
let's do
got
it.
Talent. That's all. No, you're doing a good job, Lou Diggs. Yeah, don't move. People with talent.
Talk
you know what
me.
You should do? You, how you get your name out there?
How?
Perform.
Of course.
Yeah. Just go out and perform all across the country. Because I can put you on the 26 city bathroom tours and all the clubs at certain, you know, very, you know, maybe like in the townhouse, you know, stuff like that, you know, where they can respect you.
Yeah. Right.
You know, remember the dude that you go in there and get the mints and get McDonald's?
Exactly.
Kick him out.
right.
That's you.
Right. That's some money.
I should be your manager, baby.
Hey, that's a little income right there.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Boom.
I love it.
Everybody thinking income. But, hey,
you
just
get the mints, I keep the money. It's a deal, baby.
I don't know, bro.
What are you talking about?
Hey, listen,
Big Red Records.
Now, this is what's interesting. And for you, you young boys, understand that something really heavy is going down this Sunday. The Foxhole and us, we're going to be at the Martin Luther King Radio Row. We'll be broadcasting live from our nation's
next
capital.
Next Sunday.
I'm getting ready to say the date. Just a second. Next Sunday.
It's okay.
If anybody know any of the monkeys in the Planet of the Apes, could you send them down here? We're just going to replace Lou Dix with Caesar.
Anybody know Caesar? My nigga Caesar. He's a loke.
Anybody got Caesar's banana number? Anybody got that?
Look, next Friday, we're going to be in the studios with Jamie Foxx and friends at our XM studios. We're actually going to be in the XM studios in D.C. And this history is making Martin Luther King Radio on Foxhole will be live on the Foxhole, man.
Whoop.
Really, it is. It's going to be live, funny. And
maybe you should start letting you read that in Braille.
Yeah, we're going
to
send you back to
know
radio
what's funny
school.
Is that, no, it's
now, you know,
read
McDonald's
right.
McDonald's fries
I say
is a whole lot better than In-N-Out fries.
Yeah, I totally like them better than Wendy's
you know
fries.
I
wanted to ask y'all a little question, though.
Sure.
I heard y'all talking earlier about the Asians fighting the dudes on the basketball court and
Chinese,
whatnot.
China.
Yeah. Yeah. Chinese fighting the niggas.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Knicks is getting their ass whooped. I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say it. Yeah, you guys are young. You say
so,
what you want.
Like, my take on it is, you know, I'm not going to China and fight nobody because they come up from a young age, you know, with the karate and everything. And
you had said that earlier about the discipline. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I respect what they do. I feel that it would be great. I don't think it would ever happen, but it would be great. Why don't we put all our young black kids in boxing? I think that would be great.
Let me train them.
That would be great. Oh, you box?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice, like, why can't we do that? Why not?
You know why?
We're soft.
We don't want our kids to get hurt.
Right. Everybody's
and
so quick to pick up a gun.
And he might get punched, and I don't want him to get tackled. And it's just too much of a softness.
That's why we got
embarrassed. Exactly. And like you had said earlier about in China and Japan, they teach their kids the martial arts from a young age.
Right.
I guess when they were like 2, 3, whatever. And then the discipline helps them become, like, you know, in China and Japan, that you can only have 2% body fat. They measure your body fat each and every year.
And your feet can only be a certain size.
And your what?
Your feet can only be a certain
never
size.
Now,
after
but
that, they're cutting toes
they
off.
To
but
what,
they, well, hold up. You said something interesting, Johnny Mac, that it teaches them discipline.
Right.
But they didn't have any discipline in that fight. That's interesting.
They did.
No, they didn't. Was,
they
reacted. They
decided to mount up on your ass.
How did the fight start, though?
Well,
how
I mean, started it? What happened? See, my thing. You know, my thing is, here's the thing. I know a lot of us.
That was a joke from Louis Dick.
I know a lot. No, a lot of us think that, you know,
Caesar.
Everybody wants to be tough and important and say, I would do this and I would do that. In times of stress and things happen, you actually have to think through it. That's how you survive.
Not in the middle of
if
a
you,
squat.
If you, no, thank if you. No, because even in the middle of a squat, if you think where are you going to hit somebody after you hit them, and then where are you going to run?
I know the number in the penal code.
If you're fighting in somebody else's house, you can hit, but you better know where you're running next. Right. All right, you better know there's an exit there. So I'm going to hit him and then go left.
I know in the California penal code, I forgot the number, but I do know the penal code very well. We have a right to defend ourselves. It's our constitutional right. We have the right to defend ourselves against an assault.
Right.
So these kids is stomping and kicking and punching these Georgetown basketball players. I don't know. It still works. It is their constitutional right to defend themselves.
But they were in China,
against.
Johnny
but,
Mack.
But you still go on American. You still got American rules and regulations.
Mm. No.
Yes, you do. Mm-mm. Yes, you do. Because the first time you get in trouble, you can say, I'm an American. No, I have. I've been to a country. I've been out of the country before, boy.
Wait. No, did you hear what
take
he just said?
The weed over
he
there.
Just said, When you get in trouble in another country, you just say, I'm an American. Well, I'm going to tell you about these two hikers who were over in Iran. They said, I'm an American, too, and they've been in jail for 2 years.
Damn.
Did the Americans go get them?
Shit
got real.
What did they do?
They're sitting in jail.
I'm not
on trial.
But what did they do? What
did
they do?
They crossed the border. Somebody said, oh, walk over there. And they said, okay, we'll walk over there. Well, there's no border signs. Oh, just walk. And they took two steps and then said, come on over here with us to stay.
I'm not saying to go out there and break laws according to where their country is. I'm not saying that.
They
I'm not
break
saying
no
that.
Law. They didn't think they broke. That's what I'm saying. They're like you.
You know what? No,
they didn't think
they
broke
like
a law.
Me. They're not like me.
No,
I'm
saying in
I dress
a sense.
Nice.
No, I'm dressed.
Now
nice.
We go to go to Brandon McGee because we don't want to get off our topics. She brings us together with this thing called the Celebrity Get Down. It's a whole little private thing that she do. She make up all these. Look up all
little
these situations.
I totally make up stories about celebrities.
That's true.
Hit it,
it's a get down. Yeah, no, what did they say?
Okay, we don't have the music this week. But
you
this
read
hit
it on Facebook.
Yeah, I read it on Facebook, and then
then you do it. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So why the show is live.
You get all your news from MySpace?
Yeah, every bit.
Yeah, these suckers.
What you got for us, Brandon?
Okay. Get down.
That's right. It's the Celebrity Get Down with Brandy McGee. What's up, everybody?
Hey, that's right,
We're going to kick this off really early. According to reports, last week, Kobe Bryant was getting his praise on when he was upset by a fellow member of his congregation. Bryant allegedly took a cell phone from a man that he thought was taking pictures of him while he was at Carmel Valley Church. And then once Bryant realized that no pictures had been taken, he returned the phone to the unnamed man and left the church. The man later went to the hospital after the incident and presumably also to police, claiming that he was injured in the ordeal.
Now, here's my take on it.
Well, first of all, he should have been that aggressive in the playoffs.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
I'm a Laker fan.
That's a soft spot.
I'm a Laker fan too, but you know what? What's the problem? Here's the problem. Here's what lies. First of all, why you have your cell phone out taking pictures or whatever you're doing in the church? You're supposed to be there to pray. Exactly. I'm not mad at Kobe.
He was sending a tweet to God.
I'm not.
That's right.
He's his daily on Twitter.
He had to spell check his blessings. I don't know. And so, you know, was Kobe there with his family?
Yes.
And a lot of celebrities don't want his family, his children to be pictures taken care of, or taking pictures of his children. Yep. And he's just probably doing it because, like my man, I'm quite sure he probably said, hey, don't take no pictures. Right. And the dude probably mouth off. You know, like, you know
but
down.
They didn't find
was dead wrong.
The guy was dead wrong.
No. Kobe was dead wrong because there were no pictures on there.
How do I know this? I get your phone.
No, he took the phone and looked at it, and there was no pictures.
Kobe took it.
Kobe took the guy's phone. Yeah,
you shouldn't have had your phone out in the church. I'm going to say
that. You are not that important.
I'm going to say that. You should have had your phone out in the goddamn church. I was wrong.
You are not that important. You are not that important to come in God's house.
First of all, he's Kobe Bryant.
I'm taking a picture of you. Well, then have the church come to your house.
He did.
All right,
but don't come, chicken don't, and
come
they
commune, don't come commune with us, and then we got to act a certain way, like you got to be in a roped off section. Magic learned that too, and Stevie Wonder, when everyone removed the chairs and Stevie didn't have anyone anywhere to sit.
Hilarious. Speaking of a certain way, sometimes when you got to go, you got to go. Actor Gerard Depardieu, you guys might know him from the movie Green Card or My Father the Hero, caused a big scene on Tuesday on an airplane when he urinated in the cabin. Allegedly, he was told by the flight attendants that he could not use the restroom until after takeoff. which he proceeded to then urinate into a plastic bottle. And when that was filled up, he peed right in the aisle. Well, now
he must have had a small jaw.
They had to.
Yeah, the piss like a razor. Yeah,
they had to turn around and actually take 2 more hours to clean up the plane, and then he has since apologized, blaming it on prostate issues as to why he did that. And I got that story from TMZ.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Go ahead, Mac.
Go ahead, Lou.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. Hold on. Wait a minute.
You ain't supposed to have a golden shower in the middle of the aisle. That's all I'm saying.
No, he was not arrested at the
time. He was not arrested?
How do you not get arrested for urinating, but you get arrested for saggy jeans?
French actor Gerard Depardieu.
So what do you mean?
His pee is French. I didn't have to do do.
French, his pee is French. I mean, come on. All right, here's the thing that is ever interesting.
I agree with you, Lou Dix.
Side part of that.
The African American football player.
Right, but here's the interesting thing that happened to me the other day. Now, and I'm gonna tell you what would you do as far as somebody urinate if you would do this as a man. I'm sitting outside, just on the stoop, whatever, chilling. And a dude evidently got out of his car and went to the bathroom behind the tree.
He pissed on your back.
No. And I could see him. Forget you, man. So but I could see him. So the question is, I could see that he was going to the bathroom. So I got up and walked away. And I was thinking, I had to get up and walk away as a man. Because the thing is, either you stay or you gay. So I was like,
as long as you leave before the shaking, you all right.
There you go. So I was like, I got to get up and go. And I wanted to turn around and say, man, that's rude.
Let me ask you this. You take out your situation and pee in the aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How nasty are you,
man?
He said he couldn't hold it. He had prostate.
Was it an aisle seat or a middle seat?
I don't know which seat he was in.
And what did the people in the same row, what did they do?
I hope they ran. Because if you stay, you're gay.
Sometimes it's got to be a nice, firm. Now, you got to sit up in this plane with no ventilation smelling
wait a minute. Isn't that exposure?
I'm taking all phase.
I thought Pee Wee Herman got arrested for something like that.
They sure did, but he was jerking it, though.
But my thing is this. Okay,
Pee Wee was jerking his Pee Wee.
It's a different kind. Now, hey, man, what would you do? Here's a good question. What would you do if you were on a plane and the dudes, he had to stand up, right? Because I can't do it sitting down.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
You don't put the toilet seat up?
Hey, man. Yeah, I put it up. What are you talking about?
You pee with the toilet seat.
Yeah, you got all confused. You start thinking of prison jokes.
You don't put it up.
Oh, I
don't.
But, I mean,
you
I
sit to pee.
Think about it from sometimes the other side. Like, what happens when you don't have your Depends, Lou, and you just got to go?
See how awkward that joke just fell out your mouth?
No, it wasn't that awkward. No.
Okay, let's go on to the other one.
Okay, anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's not be peeing in the aisle. That's nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Anything coming out of that hole, that's not cool. You ain't got to use the bathroom that bad.
No, exactly.
You just got to explain to the flight attendant, like, lady,
I gotta go.
Really gotta go. Mm-hmm.
Or you say,
and then most flight attendants say, you know what? Go ahead, my man. Go do your thing. Yeah. I understand where you gotta go.
So, yeah, and some will say, I'll go with you.
You see how awkwardly that joke rolled off of your tongue?
Well, because I followed you and I took your rhythm.
No, yeah, I've been learning from you since I got here, Lou.
Oh, you would be ahead of
me. I think they'd be a mustache kitchen.
You would be way ahead if you followed my lead, girl. You'd be way ahead.
Yeah, you'd be stuck in the 80s. Heading to the 90s. Go ahead. What else you got there, Brandon McGee?
So tragedy again has struck the Bravo family when one of the husbands of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was found dead earlier this week. Damn. According to Us Weekly, Russell Armstrong used an electrical cord to hang himself in the bedroom of an LA home where he was staying. Now, there are several ideas circulating about why he committed suicide, including the fact that they were actually financially strapped, his brutal abuse of his wife, and also rumors of his bisexuality being leaked in a tell-all book.
Well, first of all, that's not nice. Don't say that about the man. First of all, I hate when people say when someone commits suicide, why did he do it? They try to give a reasons why he did. How do you know? You're going to ask him.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know why this young man decided to hang himself.
No, I
got a mean joke.
Was he a young man? Oh, man. Was he young?
No, he was. He had to be in his 50s or something
Young. He wasn't young. Sometimes, I mean, I don't think I would ever. I don't know how I would go if I went. I'd rather be watching a game.
Yeah, you would never kill yourself.
Hey, you don't have to worry about it. I'll help you out, Lou.
You would never kill yourself. Just your career.
See that? All these jokes are falling right in the do not enter zone.
Look at him laughing. Everybody's laughing except you.
Oh, them young boy, he got an old Chicago jacket on.
Oh man, we talking about?
Don't attack him.
We want to go.
Oh man,
he got the Wonder Years flannel on.
Talk about my face. And he's starting to wonder about your years.
Oh,
what else you got?
Right,
what else you got there, Brandon McGee?
Well, in other news, also
the Wonder Years flannel.
That was good. That was really good.
I was joking today. All right. All right, I'll so leave him alone.
Now, also, after 3 years of marriage, Jay-Z and his wife, Beyonce, who've normally been pretty tight-lipped about how they feel about each other. Jay-Z was actually on a radio show this week, and he said that his wife is the second coming of Michael Jackson. He said that what he's learned from her was similar to what he learned from Mike, and that I know it's blasphemy to compare the two because Mike was such an innovator, but I think she's the second coming. You know, the hard work and dedication that she puts into her shows, it makes you want to work harder at your own craft. She's like a machine. I think that's a pretty tall order.
For I don't disagree.
Boy. I don't disagree.
What? You don't disagree. Nope. All right, Papa, tell us what you think.
We are some of the biggest Michael Jackson fans ever, and we definitely are. Mm-hmm. And we study this. Trust me, we study this. And I'm just looking at Beyonce's live show and how she does. Like, first of all, name me somebody else who dances and sings like she does.
Prince. Oh, that's
dances
funny.
And sings.
That is funny.
And plays a guitar.
Yeah.
We're talking
female.
We're talking about now.
Oh, that girl that they
Prince is second coming.
Hold on, Prince ain't
Prince
dead.
Prince was at the same time as Mike. Prince is like,
so you just gonna jump over Madonna and everybody that's so mean.
Prince's live show has never been talked about like Michael's live show, and we are Prince fans too. I'm a Prince fan too.
Nah, you mustn't see the Purple Rain tour. You mustn't see that.
Of course not.
So both Papa and Jake, are you saying that Beyonce could be the second coming?
If we had to say let me say how
messed up it was. That even Jay-Z said this may be blasphemy.
Maybe, right, yeah. Right.
So even he knew that he shouldn't be saying it.
All right, it can be argued, and it's a very sensitive subject, but at the same time, Beyonce is doing it.
Hold on, let me ask you.
Not her, then nobody else.
What is the second coming to me? Maybe I don't understand
exactly
what that
why
means.
Why can't she just be the first coming of Beyonce?
Thank you so much, Chase.
It's just the comparison.
It's okay for you to slap your brother in the mouth from time to time.
It's just I don't disagree with what he said.
Different views.
Well, I agree. Here's the thing. I think when you look at it as far as
I never say Michael Jackson and nobody else in the world.
I love Beyonce.
This is what I say. My bad. This is what I when I saw her episode. What's that? That little
Fighting Temptations.
No,
it was a documentary
in the show. Yeah. I was watching it. And I was so wowed by it. I was like, yo, I haven't felt this way looking at someone's show since Michael.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Well,
to
here's
myself.
The thing. Zoe said something really interesting. Zoe said,
I can respect that.
Zoe said, give me a Michael Jackson album and a Beyonce album.
Come on, we're not talking about the music.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Well, what are we talking about?
Give me Dreamgirls and The Wiz. I mean, come on.
But you also, I think that's all has to do with generations too. Well, if you talk to a 15-year-old about that, they'll probably be like, oh, this her album's better than Thriller.
It all has
to do with generations.
You know what? We respect their point of view. We're gonna take a break right now.
Take it.
And we take this break. We're gonna come right back. And hopefully your brother been on choke the shit out of you.
And we got to hear you talk no more.
Some Michael,
it's the Foxo, baby. Sirius XM 98 is going down. Yo, it's the Foxo, baby. Man, y'all got to see what's going on off the air. Baby, we got into a deep Beyonce, Luther Vandross.
Boom,
it was crazy.
Yes.
It was crazy. They almost came to blows. I started to call China. Like, China, we got another fight for you to do.
Hilarious.
Go ahead, Brandon McGee. See what you got.
Hey, you guys, join us. Join Foxhole 98 as we transform into MLK Radio. We're going to be broadcasting live next week from our nation's capital for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Dedication, and we will be live next Friday with Jamie Foxx and his friends at our XM Studios. This is history in the making, and MLK Radio on the Foxhole will be live on Foxhole 98.
Yeah, you know I'm going to get you that.
Yeah,
who wrote
don't even
that?
Say anything.
Hey, Landon wrote that copy.
Hey, I'm making my way through it. But we'll be in D.C. next weekend, so all you Foxhole people, what's the name of that place we're going to broadcast
Ben's
from?
Chili Bowl.
We're going to be broadcasting live from Ben's Chili Bowl, so all of our Foxhole listeners that are going to be in D.C. next weekend, catch us at Ben's Chili Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I love chili. Oh, yeah, that's some good chili, my man.
Oh, man. What, Ben's Chili Bowl?
Yeah, they say.
That's what they call your hairstyle when you go bald. It's a chili bowl. Oh.
Hey, man. I'm going to go get some hair from men.
Whatever. Hey,
Papa and Jake, tell them where you're going to be at. How can we reach you? How can we find your music?
Monday night.
You're actually some talented cats. So tell the people how they can reach you. Your Twitter page.
Yes. Twitter.com/JakeandPapa. JakeandPapa.
That's your Twitter page.
And you keep growing your mustache. It's looking good.
Oh, yeah, you know, get my grown man on.
That's right. I'm actually about to hit the barbershop right now. What you got going, though?
Right.
Well, his barber's called Heredity.
Yeah, I just let mine roll.
Jake, what you doing, baby? Where can we find you? You better say the Foxhole.
Yeah, you can check us at the Foxhole. We're going to be there. We're going to tear up stage. It's going to be crazy. Ooh, yeah. And look, you can go to jakeandpapa.com, too, to get our mixtape that's out right now. Yes. It's going to be crazy. I think y'all really enjoy it. jakeandpapa.com.
Okay.
And then facebook.com/jakeandpapa. Just everything Jake and Papa. Just check it all out. Twitter.com/JakeandPapa.
I'm a follower of them.
Please do, man.
We just got the verified blue check. We feeling like we own now.
We got a lot interesting things to say.
Don't let Lou Dix follow you. When he follow you, say unfollow. Trust me, you don't want none of this.
As a matter of fact, go ahead and block
you, Lou. Yeah. You can't even block it. His mustache come through everything. You can't even block it. Nigga, mustache is bulletproof. Brandon McGee with the sexy, sexy gear. Oh!
Yes, you must have an audition tomorrow.
Wearing that shirt dress.
You wearing that shirt dress.
Oh, well, thank you very much, guys. And also, I just wanted to remind you guys, you can hear them on Monday on Foxhole Live at 12 a.m. Eastern Monday night.
A.m.?
Tuesday
morning.
At midnight. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
We got to start drug testing. I'm the Foxhole people.
Hey, it might be one of those days.
Yeah, really.
So
somebody done spiked your home pregnancy test or something.
Oh, my
God. Man.
Spike my water. But anyway, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/BrandyMcGee, BrandyMcGee. And I'll see you next weekend in D.C. What's up, Lou Dick?
Hey. Flannel. What you call it? What you call this shirt?
The Wonder Years flannel.
Wonder Years flannel. Listen,
Fred
shout out
Savage.
Fred Savage. My sister, Tony, I love you. Listen, shout out to my son. He's been there for 3 weeks. I miss him like crazy. And he sent a tweet out that I'm going to really do really good in college because I love my mom. She's my world. He gave her props, totally.
Yeah, we've been telling you for a long time that he really don't like that.
Yeah. That he don't like me?
Shave that mustache first. Yeah.
Did you say shave my mustache?
It was over after you kissed him goodnight.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, you tuck him in late at night. He's tired of you. He wants to get away.
Shout out to all the parents who are feeling that loneliness. I feel it for you, man.
Oh, my God.
And at Lou Dix, LEWDIX.
This dude right here.
Johnny Mac, where are you going to go make money this weekend? Oh, we got a softball game this weekend. Are you playing?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Cool.
Well, I want to give a shout out.
You
going to
swing with that arm?
It's just a fracture. I got a fracture.
He's only a pinch runner on our team.
Yeah. This dude switch hit without the bat. I want to make sure you check out the show that I worked on, In the Flow with Afion Crockett, Sunday night on Fox Television.
Funny,
also, make sure you go check out. We got the 3-on-3 basketball tournament at Jamie Foxx for Jamie Foxx Foundation. Check that out.
Y'all ain't telling us.
Can you play?
Oh, man. We do this.
No, we serious.
We do this.
We serious.
It's Baby Bron right here.
No.
Everybody.
Baby who?
Baby Bron. Well, we don't have to worry about you in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they already lost. We got to get you two dimes and a nickel because a quarter ain't going to make it. And make sure you check out. I'm also writing on Love That Girl, Tatiana Ali. It's on TV1, so make sure you check that out, what's coming out. And I said this last week. I'm going to say it again. Hollywood, if you're looking for a level A writer, I'm that dude. If you're looking for a comedy writer, you can contact me on my Facebook page or you can follow me on Twitter at JMUTHAFNMACK. Johnny motherfucking Mac. You can catch him right there. I am a work for hire. I am a work for hire.
Well, I'm hired. Are you going to come down Wednesday night at Maverick's flat?
No. but I will be down there. You know what, Lou Dix? I'm going to come down. I'm going to bring. Do I get free drinks?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to make money. I'll buy you a drink.
What about two?
Two drinks.
There you go.
Can I get two drinks.
What about some buffalo wings?
No, they don't have buffalo wings. They got a great menu. Chef is great.
They got a buffalo wings?
No, this is new and improved. They got buffalo wings, but they got real food. You guys got to come. You young people got to come down to Maverick's Flat on Wednesday. Sirius XM is all up in there. Zoe comes down.
I'm there.
TDP's there.
I'm there.
It's nice.
I'm going to be there.
And Guy Black was there.
I'm going to be there.
Martin and Marcus King drove by there.
Right. Yeah, he don't.
Actually, he flew over.
Yeah, he don't go
down there.
And Brandon McGee, I'll come pick you up.
All right, you can do that.
I'll come pick you up. We're going to go down there. You know, the whole Foxhole thing, man, is going down. In the Flow with Afion Crockett, Sunday, 9 o'clock, Fox Television Network. It's a Foxhole. We love everybody. And you two cats got some great, great skills, man.
Thank y'all so much for having us.
You're
going to
go places because right now we're going to go across the street to get these buffalo wings.
Let's do it.
Thank you, sir. The Foxhole, we out.